Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 4, and I would like to read with you verses 2, 3, and 4. Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4, where the Apostle Paul is speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, and he says this, "Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak." That's Colossians chapter 4, verses 2, 3, and 4. And there we see the Apostle Paul is speaking to the church at Colossae, and he is encouraging them to pray. He says, continue in prayer. You know, without a doubt, prayer should be a very vital part of our Christian life. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I'm wondering if we truly do that. So many times I believe that as Christians we miss out on a lot simply because of the fact that we don't talk to God in prayer. Now, I'm not just talking about we miss out on the fact of receiving the things that we ask about, but I think that in a greater way, when we don't pray, we miss out on the great time of fellowship with God. Remember, the word prayer is just one of the various words that is used in reference to having a prayer fellowship with God. We find words like supplication, which means to pray earnestly until you see God work. We see intercessions, which involves praying for others, and even praying involves giving thanks unto God. But the concept behind the simple word prayer means just general communication with God. And many times we miss out on spiritual growth, we miss out on the blessing of God because we don't communicate with Him, because we don't continue in prayer. I trust that each and every one of us will learn to be more involved in praying, that we might be able to see God work. Verse 2 of Colossians 4 says, continue in prayer, and then he says, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That word watch means to concentrate. In other words, as we pray, let's concentrate on our prayer time, and as we are talking to God, let's concentrate on God and His greatness. And at the same time, let's be having a thankful spirit that we do have the opportunity to have this fellowship with God and also give Him thanks for what He's going to do based upon the various requests that we bring toward Him in that time of prayer. So let's continue in prayer. But then it's interesting, Paul goes on in verse 3 and says, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. And so we are told here not only to continue in prayer, but to pray for, in this case, the Apostle Paul, specifically speaking, but generally speaking, we should be praying for those in ministry. Paul wanted the Colossians to pray for him specifically, that he might be able to give the utterance of the Word of God. You and I should be praying for those in ministry, whether it's pastors or missionaries or evangelists, but we should be praying for them continually as well, that God might work in their lives as they preach the Word of God. The fact of the matter is, we should be prayer-minded people. Let's build our relationship with God through prayer. And as we do that, let's pray for those in the ministry that God would use them as well. Father, I thank You for giving us this great tool of prayer. And I pray that Your Spirit will speak to each of us today, that is, those of us who know You through faith in Christ, that we may advance our prayer life, that we may effectively grow in You and then be able to watch You work. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.